Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, here's one that we are all familiar with, especially from my era. Signs from my Five Man Electrical Band. That song played every 10 seconds at one stage of my life.
I'm glad.
Do you know it?
No.
Really?
I don't.
Strange.
Sorry.
Kudos to Penn State football coach James Franklin. I don't know if you've seen his
I saw it.
response. After one of his players gets a letter from a quote-unquote fan criticizing his shoulder-length dreadlocks and calling it a disgusting look. These people are unbelievable to me. I don't get it. I never will. Why a fan would take the time to write a letter to a young man that he has nothing in common with, no life experience that he could possibly share, and to express his opinion that the look is disgusting is maybe the most disgusting thing I've seen in a while.
People are weird and dumb and ignorant, and there's no explanation for anything like that. It's just I'm glad that some good came out of it with the support that the player from Penn State's getting. Other than that, it's pretty despicable.
And Michael Silver's reaction to Adam and Michael confused. Michael, a former writer for Sports Illustrated. Adam, the commissioner of the NBA, I thought he backed off some and started to make a little more sense about his reaction to Daryl Morey's tweet about his support for the folks in Hong Kong. And listen, China's obviously a huge country with billions.
I got a thought of the day, right?
Billions of people. Is that going to be your thought of the day?
Yeah, that's my thought of the day.
I've got my thought of the day.
Okay, then go for it.
Thank goodness that it looks like the NBA is going to at least stand above this nonsense and not worry about all the money it might lose in China. Although apparently Adam Silver is still going to make a visit to China, and he should. He should try to smooth things over, but he shouldn't smooth things over at the expense of free speech in the NBA.
Correct. You want my thought of the day on this subject?
Is this going to be your thought of the day?
I mean, we might as well get
it. I thought this was going to be more lighthearted.
Well, I can do lighthearted thoughts of the day.
I thought thoughts of the day was going to be something we could leave the show and kind of be happy with.
Maybe this one.
And I thought it'd be about nine words.
No, this is a thought of the day.
This is an essay of the day.
This is my parting shot on the show. Can I leave after this?
Go for it.
The NBA survived without China for a long, long time, and it can thrive without China in 2019.
This is Jeff's thought of the day, brought to you by. We don't have a sponsor,
Freddy's.
But go for it.
Every company and seemingly every person in every company is looking out for its brand first. How will this help my brand? Can my brand survive a scandal? The most I'll say for your brand is, at least you're sort of honestly telling everyone that you're all about the money. The NBA is, of course, all about the money. The league, under commissioners David Stern and now Adam Silver, has done an amazing job expanding globally, marketing its stars, and creating a culturally diverse game for everyone to enjoy. Surely, having potentially a billion extra followers of your game and of your players is tough to turn down. But what's the cost here? Catering to a country where human rights violations are the way of life? Neglecting to support those who wish for freedom and an end to oppression? I applaud Rockets GM Daryl Morey for speaking his truth, which should be our truth too, and the NBA's. Any backpedaling by the league or its participants, quite frankly, is damaging to the brand.
All right, nice thought. How often are we going to get these thoughts
of the day? I don't know, whenever I have them.
Just whenever you have a whim?
Kind of.
Well, we can't call them thoughts of the day then.
They're thoughts of that day. They're just not thoughts of every day.
All right. We'll go with it.
Did you enjoy that?
It was fine.
Nice
I agree with
call
you.
Back.
I agree with you. I don't like to see things like this. I like people to be able to express themselves in this fashion. I mean, Daryl Morey is the general manager of the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
What I'm disappointed by is seeing Steve Kerr kind of fumble all over himself.
Right.
No one
wants to say the wrong
thing.
They're
employees of the NBA. I get it. Steve Kerr can be as outspoken as he wants about American politics and things like that. But when you're that way, you've also got to be that way with your quote unquote brand.
Right.
And they're
and
not.
China's a big part of it. I get it. But it's not. Ultimately, it's not that important, I wouldn't think, to have China aboard. It's pretty important.
The key to the world is for everyone to come together, right?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of what we like to strive for, even if it's unrealistic? Isn't that the thing that we should all be striving for, to figure out a way how to get everybody at least to tolerate one another? It doesn't seem like we're anywhere close to that. And we may never get there.
Well, the closer
we
get.
It doesn't feel like that's what we're trying to do. So when someone like Ellen DeGeneres sits next to George W. Bush at a Dallas Cowboys football game and gets criticized for it, that is ridiculous.
Of course it is.
It's sickening. It makes no sense. And for Ellen DeGeneres, who is beloved, to have to explain that, I don't understand it.
And George Bush,
wouldn't we all love to sit next to George W.
Seems
Bush
like
at a football
decent
game?
Human being,
who wouldn't?
Right, and it probably was a lot of fun. But it seems like the irony is that the closer we get through social media and access to every human being on Earth, it just creates more division, and ultimately, it's not great.
No, we didn't used to have access to Ellen DeGeneres, but now we do through Twitter.
Yes.
Twitter's an awful invention. It will go down, in my opinion, as maybe what tore this world apart. And if that's hyperbole, I apologize. But Twitter, at its best, is fine.
I don't think that was ever the purpose of Twitter.
I don't know that anything ever had a purpose. Here's the purpose of college athletics when they started. Is not what they are now. The purpose of social media is not what it is now. Facebook was devised as a way to help people connect with their friends and their long-lost friends.
Ex-girlfriends,
but now it's become a device that is used to separate and vilify, much the way Twitter is. It's careening out of control if it's not already. Yet we are so... How long did it take us to get into the habit? And I'm talking, we're now hooked of social media. We're all hooked.
It was
I'm a 65-year-old man almost, and I'm hooked.
But it was
but
fun
I tried,
at first.
Wait a minute, I'm talking. These are my thoughts. Did I interrupt you?
I didn't know you were on a thought
This
of
is
the day
my
rant.
Thought, and trust me on this.
Okay, I trust you.
I use Facebook, in my opinion, for good. That's my goal. I don't try to divide on Facebook. Now, sometimes I cross the line, And I'm sorry for that. But for the most part, especially with League 42, I use it as a device to communicate and inform.
Right, and promote.
And promote. But so many, and it comes straight from the top, use it as a way to separate and antagonize and divide.
I know.
And it's at your sway fingertips. Opinions. And what? When are we all just going to figure it out?
I don't think
we're
we
not,
will.
Human beings aren't smart enough to navigate their way through this. Unfortunately, we're just not smart enough to figure this all out. We've been smart enough to figure out a lot of things in our history. I think we've come to the line in the sand where we cannot figure out.
We're too far gone.
Social media.
Well, it's
and how to make it work for the best. It's working for the worst.
I know, and it used to be enjoyable. It used to be a fun experience. Twitter was.
And this thing about Ellen, I'm still talking. My thought of the day. What were you saying?
How long is your thought? Mine was like a minute.
The thing about Ellen is this was simply a photograph that appeared on social media.
Right.
And she was lampooned for it by people who should know better, people who should be smart enough to understand.
You don't change people's hearts and minds by avoiding them. You don't. If you want,
she gave a great explanation.
I know.
All you have to do is go look at what Ellen said about this.
Well, Ellen will always say great things like that.
Right.
Ellen
She's
gets
smart.
It. Ellen gets it.
Too many people aren't.
They don't get it.
And they love the division. And they thrive on this. And that's a shame. It's not going to work, folks. It may feel good to you now, but it's not going to work.
But unfortunately...
Why am I thought of the day?
But unfortunately, a lot of our leaders are the result of the division, which creates greater division.
We're not pointing fingers.
No.
We're saying humanity. I'm not pointing any finger at any one individual.
Nor am
I. I don't have enough fingers to point to everybody who's responsible. It's a collective we that have turned this into what it is, and I am not sure we have what it takes to turn the bus around.
That's Bob's thought of the day. Play the music.
What do you mean, play the music? That's me. I have a serious side.
I know. I didn't know we'd spend the whole segment.
Sometimes
on that.
I like being serious.
That's all good.
I can sit down and talk serious stuff with people. You act like you're surprised.
I'm not surprised.
Haven't you heard me talk seriously before?
Yeah, why would I be surprised?
I don't know. I've talked to you seriously.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Those are cool sunglasses, by the way. I've been meaning to tell you. Can I have those?
You don't think I'd buy cool sunglasses?
I don't know why you'd need to.
Let me tell you something about me.
Can I have those?
And I know you won't believe this.
You're cool.
But
yeah,
I've pretty much always been cool.
You're very cool.
I don't know why you fight me on that.
I'm not fighting you. I agreed
with
you.
Put them up here.
Are they prescription sunglasses?
No, they're not prescription sunglasses.
They look a little because of the frames. Orangish frames.
They're nice sunglasses.
They're nice.
And I needed them because the glare affects the old man.
Yeah, my eyes are going.
I don't need the glare.
I've never worn sunglasses.
When do we pull out of this show, Max? My God, this last few minutes just drags on.
A little bit sometimes.
There you got Jeff's thought of the day. My thought, some deep thinking to end the show. Back in a minute, we'll wrap it up, the drive on KFH.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.